Milo, buenos tardes. Where have you been, my friend?
I've been here, working.
You and me both.
Dealing with the customers.
Are you with the client now? I was calling because I still haven't received those diamonds back yet.
You don't receive them yet?
Yeah, the two natural rounds and the two lab rounds.
I received them yesterday, all of them.
You sent them yesterday?
No, you're supposed to receive them yesterday.
Did you send them through the mail or did you send them through FedEx?
I sent them Tuesday.
Through the mail? Express mail?
No. Yeah, what I always do. No, I use UPS.
Oh, UPS. No, they should be here. I would find the tracking. Find the tracking.
You know what? They've been, having some issues. I don't know if that's...
All of them are. All of them are.
Or whatever, but...
Yeah.
Yeah, I ordered, pretty much every day from Stellar. And over the 7 years they have been doing this here, it's the same... delivery guy from FedEx, right? So he was telling me, I told you that, I think.
Yeah, you did, yeah.
They had problems with the pilots. But yesterday he was saying, I think now we're back to normal, so we should be good. And
yeah.
He came this morning, he was saying, seemed like everything's back to normal. He said they're going to be working tomorrow in case I want to order something.
Yeah. No, we are... actually shipping everything out today for tomorrow. We have to know by 5 o'clock Eastern because there's gonna be weather in Memphis. So hopefully to avoid delays.
It's gonna be bad. I guess tomorrow's gonna drop so bad.
I hope my diamonds get there, yeah. I think we're done accepting or getting returns. I'll keep an eye. But we haven't received them yet. So when you get a chance, if you can find the tracking, email it to me.
I got a ticket in the car, so now...
Yeah. Well, like I said, when you get a chance. I don't need it right now, but when you get a chance. What else are you working on? Anything I can help you with?
Not right. No, we don't need anything yet.
So there's a lot of custom?
Working on the pieces they're making, yeah.
Good. Awesome. Well,
what customers want, I'm working for... pendant and silver, I put it like a opal, 20 millimeter triangle opal.
Oh, wow, silver. Big.
Yeah, stupid things, but...
Is that hard to work with?
No, I'm just making the pendant. I'm going to set it, and what I'm saying, in silver is going to be what? $10 of silver? $50?
Yeah.
Not even?
Yeah, not
and
even.
I'm charging $180, so I'm like, oh. It's all profit. Well,
yeah, it's not bad. No, I meant opal as a mineral. I didn't know. I like opal. I think opal's really cool. My wife and I used to always watch that Australian Opal Miners TV show.
Yeah.
Those guys came to one of my stores in Seattle because obviously they're on the West Coast, so closer to Australia. And he bought a bunch of their opal just because they were handsome dudes with great accents, he said.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, I'm working another two shadow bands with lab-grown sapphires for tomorrow.
Oh,
that's
wow.
That's what I'm working at, and the rippers, you know.
Yeah. Well, hopefully someone comes in and says, Milo, I need it. Hopefully they come in tomorrow or come in later today and say, Milo, I need a 2-carat round.
I need a 2-carat round.
Yeah, natural. Here's $30,000. I want a GVS too. You know,
yeah,
you'll make $10,000. It'll be great.
Right.
Yeah. I will.
If someone come in, give you a call right away.
Sounds good, Milo. All right, I'll get out of your way. Send me that tracking when you get a chance. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Take care.
Later, bye.